This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
And all the big wigs in Pennsylvania politics are here, including the treasurer, Stacey Garrity. Oh, so nice to see you again, Stacey. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and thanks for having me.
So what did you think of the event?
Oh, my gosh, it was wonderful. You could just in the air. I mean, it was just fantastic, because when you think about it, from coal to steel, you know, Pittsburgh has always served as our country's industrial backbone.
Yeah.
And now this is such an amazing opportunity. It's happening right now. And, you know, I would just, thanks to President Trump's leadership pulling this all together, Pittsburgh is positioned to once again be a leader in this new revolution with AI space. And think about it, that's going to support thousands and thousands of jobs. We heard today $92 billion of investment, and that is just the start, Rich.
Yeah.
And you know, we just finished the fiscal year, dollars more than what we brought in. So we really need this infusion. So we have to take advantage of it.
Now, Stacey, there were some very, very big and rich, powerful companies here today. You got to listen to the entire summit. I was up here doing the show. Talk to me about what they were saying about the kind of investments that they're making.
Was AI, mm-hmm. So data centers, yep. Of course. So that was a huge announcement.
And we need the energy in Pennsylvania, because that we have it to drive that, right?
We have the energy. We have the water. We have the universities, like we're right here right now at CMU, you know, Pitt, Penn State. And so we have it all. Mm-hmm. And so it's then to invest then in Pennsylvania.
Right.
And you heard the president say that we're going to need at least 2 times more electricity than what we have now.
Is that what he said? Two times more.
He said at least 2 times
wow.
more. And so, you know, if we don't get it done here in Pennsylvania, then we have nobody to blame but ourselves to get it done here.
Nuclear and natural gas. You know, it's funny. I wore a green tie today, and I said, I don't want people to think this is some sort of a protest about, like, green energy, but nuclear and natural gas are green energy. There's no emissions.
They are, absolutely. And, you know, our natural gas is 30% cleaner.
Yeah.
And so when you think about it, Rick, we're a country. If Pennsylvania were a country, we'd be bigger than 90% of all countries in the world, mm-hmm. as far as natural gas goes.
Yep.
And, you know, we're behind in getting our pipeline in place. There's a lot we need to do. And I think the next 6 months, 12 months, 18 months are really going to be critical.
Let's talk about your future, because obviously Josh Shapiro is here today. Interesting that he came to this and talking about his bipartisanship. You're running for governor.
Well, I'll have an announcement very soon.
Okay.
Very soon.
All right. When you announce officially, if you announce you're running for governor, what is going to be the Pennsylvania?
Energy. I mean, energy. You think about it.
Do you think he's not getting the job done? Is he standing in the way? Is the Democrat Party standing in the way?
Well, put it this way. Pennsylvania has 88 data centers. Ohio has almost 190.
Okay.
So think
wow.
about it. So
yeah.
He likes to getting stuff done for Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So no, we can do a lot more. Today he was on stage saying that we're the fifth fastest state in the nation as far as permitting goes. We all know that's not the case.
No.
No. So we can do a lot more around permitting. And so my message is Pennsylvania is open for business. Are trillions of opportunity of dollars, trillions of dollars of jobs, trillions of dollars of community, you know, support. So I'm just excited.
Well, if you do run, if you yes. do make this announcement to run for governor, what I like about your chances are that you're not going to be just running to actually run for governor of Pennsylvania, whereas Josh Shapiro is running for president of the United States, and he just wants another term to be able to help him launch into that.
That he is. And I have to tell you, Rich, really, truly, my only ambition is to serve the people of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
I have no desire to go to Washington. I want to be in Pennsylvania. Born and raised.
Well, everybody's saying you're the candidate. Congressman Dan Muser obviously deciding to stay in Washington, which I think is a smart move for him. That seat is critical. Clearly, we don't have a big Republican, advantage here. So that leaves you, and people are already lining up and coalescing around you, Stacey Garrity. So that's got to make you feel good.
Well, I am honored to people, and I congratulate Congressman Muser, because when you saw that big, beautiful bill passed with such a slim margin, he wants to be there with the president and finish the job. And I cannot wait to see what he and the president continue to do for the American people.
Are you worried that going into running for governor of Pennsylvania, that Shapiro is just, he's so popular and the media fawns over him and, you know, they've made him out to be like this mythical figure. Does that worry you at all?
Well, he's very well funded. He's a smooth talker. He has pulled the wool over the eyes of many. We're Pennsylvanians, you know, we're up for the challenge. And I think, you know, the media really doesn't cover. He says he gets stuff done. Well, what have you gotten done?
Yeah.
And there is a lot that we can do here. And I just have such a much different vision for the future of the Commonwealth.
He backtracked on school choice.
Three positions.
Right.
He was for it, then he was against it, and now he's neutral. And that is an 80-20. That's just common sense.
You know what I still can't understand as we're here at this big AI and energy summit, Stacey Garrity, is why do we still not have a liquid natural gas export facility outside of Philadelphia?
Exactly.
We could be supplying Europe instead of them buying it from Vladimir Putin. We can get our natural gas to Europe faster than Alabama can or Texas, right? Why do we still not have that?
Exactly. And so that's why I'm saying, okay, where this to me is common sense. It's clean. And we have the infrastructure. Well, we could have the infrastructure to do it. So permitting, it's really kind of ridiculous.
Senator McCormick, when I talked to him, he said permitting is his next big goal. He wants to make that easier and he wants to make that happen.
That is a fantastic goal, because I've been saying since back, you know, when I was in the private sector, DEP is don't expect a permit. And it takes forever to get a permit. And, you know, I still get all kinds of things, and they all consistently complain about how difficult it is, how onerous it is, and how time consuming. And it doesn't have to be that way.
Now,
do it safe, but quick.
If you do make an announcement, and if you do announce that you're running for governor, would you be the first woman governor of Pennsylvania?
I would.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
Well, but and you are you served our country. What was your nickname in Baghdad?
Oh my gosh, it was Angel of the Desert.
That sounds like a cover band name.
I know it does. It does.
But they called you that because of your impeccable record of watching out for people's rights, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah. So facility. So we had 7,000 detainees, and he was actually going to medical school, and he had two AK-47s. That's why he was in my prison. So he missed a semester. His parents were school teachers. They came to family visitation. So I put him on the list for possible release. He got released, and that story spread throughout the entire. So hence the nickname. And the very next day, there were hundreds of Iraqis lined up to see the blonde major that helps the people. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Do you have a tattoo that says that?
I do not.
Okay, no, all right. Tats. Some people should. Maybe the campaign can put that together. I heard Josh Shapiro doing it. And I can't count the number of times he said, I disagree with President Trump. I disagree with President Trump. It was like a drinking game. This is the same thing I've said about Jack Chitarelli's chances in New Jersey. People would love, I think, to have a president of the same political party who can help the governor actually achieve things instead of the governor different and standing in the way for their own political career and political future. So if Pennsylvania gets a Republican governor, and if that is you, Stacey Garrity, if you make such an announcement and you win, that in the campaign, I think becomes a huge selling point. Just like with Jack. It's like, hey, imagine what we can do together if we actually had a partner in the White House. Like what we're talking about today becomes reality.
Believe me, I would take full advantage of everything that the president would offer to do for Pennsylvania. And he does want to help Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you could hear him today. We have, that $92 billion, that is just scratching the surface.
Rich. $92 billion with a B.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we desperately need it. We need a little bit of a financial, I always talk about.
Yeah.
And so if we can get that done, there's going to be more and more investment pouring into the great Commonwealth.
It's a lot of cash.
It is.
A lot of jobs, Stacey Garrity.
Lots of jobs.
So if you were to make such a hypothetical announcement, when would this hypothetical announcement be?
Probably in the next 6 weeks or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So very soon.
If and when you make such an announcement, please come back on the show.
I would love to come back on the show.
Talk about it.
Absolutely.
But it's great seeing you today. I'm glad you're here. And before I let you go, is there, if you could think of one thing today that you want to make sure everybody who wasn't here leaves with from this incredible speakers, the cabinet secretaries, the influencers who were here, what would it be?
That this is our moment in time where everything changes for the great Commonwealth and we make Pennsylvania great again.
Well said. Stacey Garrity. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Rich.
All right. As we continue along on the Pennsylvania Summit. Sponsored by
Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey,
a premier yes, it is.
Service resort and conference center, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Yes, it is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And we'll be there live August 15th for our next live show. So mark your calendar for that. And why don't you also make your July reservations now so we can do that? I have to disconnect and reconnect because we're having a little bit of audio issues. So we'll do that real quick and then we'll come right back.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yes, you can. So there's no excuse not to listen. You can also get the podcast of the show as well. And remember, you can ask your smart speaker to also play the show. Just say, play the Rich Scioli Show. Okay? Like my mother the other day, because Mama Scioli's always nervous, as mothers often are. But Mama Scioli and Papa Scioli were in town this weekend to see the kids. And she said, what if you get fired? How are people going to find you? I said, well, first of all, I said, the Scioli Army is pretty resilient. And they know that all they have to do is just search my name in whatever podcast platform that they have or tell their smart speaker and they'll be able to listen to me on whatever platform I'm on next. If such a thing were to occur as I, because this is these are crazy, crazy times that we live. So anyway, Minnie says the show needs more megaphone Bernie. This conversation, this debate about the show being funny or not, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I get the other thing that's more divisive, actually more divisive than Epstein, is Matt DeSantis laughing. So, I mean, as divisive as the Epstein issue is, Matt DeSantis laughing is more divisive, I think. There's no question about that. Wouldn't you say, Matt? I mean, there's people who feel one way about Epstein. And yeah, but you and your laugh, your giggle, that divides people way more.
People love it or they hate it. There's no in between.
No in between. It's either release the Epstein files or move on. There's no in between. It's the same thing. You're basically Epstein.
Well, I don't like that comparison at all. Now I pivot away.
Now, you are basically the Epstein of the show.
I disagree. I don't think that's what the takeaway of today's program should be.
The takeaway of the program is that Matt DeSantis is the Jeffrey Epstein of the Rich Scioli Show. The most divisive issue is his laugh. Justin, wouldn't you agree?
Great analogy. It's a fantastic analogy. I loved it.
Wow. I hate you both so much.
Fantastic. Oh, man. All right. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in. We have a lot of things to get to today. And also, too, I should mention Giano Caldwell. That's just in a couple weeks, July 31st. Going to be here before you know it. I don't want you to miss out on that. Giano's a great guy. He is so funny, and he's smart. And his book, The Day My Brother Was Murdered, chronicling everything in America that's going on, everything in America that's happening with regards to violence. And he's trying to get to the bottom of it, trying to get to the root of all of it. It's really, really important and really critical. So that's July 31st, and it is The Day My Brother Was Murdered. And I would love for you to join us for that. Politics and Pints is the event, and all you have to do is go to 1210WPHD.com to get your tickets today. 1210WPHD.com. Do it now so you don't miss out on this great, great event. All right? It's going to be a lot of fun. Politics and Pints. Couple more thoughts on the Biden pardon issue. Look, I'm just telling you right now, this issue should not go away. It should absolutely not go away. And I think the question we have to ask ourselves is, how much was Joe Biden dictating policy via AutoPen? How much of that was happening as well? How much was Joe Biden dictating policy via AutoPen? I'd like to know. I know you would like to know. I know we'd all like to know. And the liquid natural gas export ban on Pennsylvania, I think, is a great example of that. You know, what today is such a stark difference from that. Today is such a stark difference when you think about how Pennsylvania was the state to win, right? Everybody kept saying that. We got to win Pennsylvania. Got to win Pennsylvania. Whoever wins Pennsylvania wins the White House. All right, fair enough. They put a ban on liquid natural gas exports in the state. You have to win. No, you don't do that. You don't do that. But I think if a staff did that, the staff could do that. And the staff doing that would mean that that was, again, Biden dictating by AutoPen, not just pardons, but policy as well. And nothing would surprise me about this at all. Nothing. So it'll be interesting to see as we go along here. Very interesting to see what comes of this. The president said it is the biggest political scandal, and he's right. It is. The AutoPen issue is the biggest political scandal, and he absolutely 100%, no doubt about it, should not give up on this. And I don't think we want him to. I mean, you know, the Epstein thing is one thing, and that's going to divide a lot of people. But I truly, truly believe that Jeffrey Epstein pales in comparison to Joe Biden not running this country. Because part of maybe Joe Biden not running this country was them destroying things regarding Jeffrey Epstein. You know what I mean? People who were in charge of this government, covering for their tracks, pardoning their friends, pardoning their people who could be in trouble, who President Trump could be holding accountable right now. And I'll tell you, one of those people, Fauci, well, for example, there's no way, and I mean no way, that they're going to let Fauci off the hook. No way. So I'm just saying, Rand Paul's already saying there's going to be a criminal investigation. So here's the president talking about the AutoPen scandal. If you'd like to take a listen, cut number 11.
Look, the AutoPen, I think, is maybe one of the biggest scandals that we've had in 50 to 100 years. This is a tremendous scandal. And I know the people on the other side of the, see that desk, that Resolute desk? Unfortunately, he used it before me. But, you know, we have our choice of 7 desks. They're all beautiful. But I chose the Resolute, and so did he, unfortunately. But the people on the other side of the Resolute desk, I know them. Lisa, the whole group, and they're no good. They're sick people. And I guarantee you, he knew nothing about what he was signing. I guarantee it.
I guarantee it. I agree. I guarantee it. He's 100% right about that. I guarantee it. So good for him. You know, get to the bottom of this, figure it all out and understand what's happening. And let's hold these people accountable. It's what needs to happen. It really does. It's what needs to happen. I'm just sick and tired of all these people getting away with it. I think you are, too. I think we all are. I think we're tired of it. Well, the good news is today was a really, really great day. A really great day for Pennsylvania and a great day for America, a great day for investment. Just fantastic. You know what I mean? Fantastic. Here's the Brookfield Asset Management CEO, Bruce Flatt, today at this Pennsylvania Innovation Summit, talking about the deal with Google to contract hydro plants in Pennsylvania. Cut number five.
We invest $50 billion a year into the United States. We just announced a deal this morning with Google to contract two of our hydro plants in Pennsylvania to them. What that means, and it sounds, okay, there's contract, but what that means is they're relocating data centers, which will be utilized in the state, which will drive innovation with people. And that's what's exciting. The core resources that are here, like we had two hydro plants that have been sitting there forever. We're going to invest an enormous amount of money in them and sell $3 billion worth of power to Google to drive innovation in the state. And so it's really the backbone of what's here. And a lot of the innovation can be retooled to look to the future. But it's these future jobs of innovation that are being created. But I think the most fundamental thing that the secretary started off with, if you do not have the backbone built, nothing can get built on top of it. And that's where we need to start and focus. And this being an innovation and energy summit is super, super important to that.
See that? Look at that. It's so true. No, that interview was not pre-recorded, but was it skipping? I guess we're having technical issues. These live events are always tricky. You know what I mean? And now the event is technically over, so all the IT people have left. So I'm just basically here by myself at this point. So, you know, kind of on my own. The event's over. And we got to go till 7. So, you know, good luck with that. Wish you well.
It sounds all right now, though.
It does?
Yeah, yeah. I think that disconnect and reconnect fixed our issue.
All right. That's
it happened
good.
The last time you were on a live event and where it was cutting mid segment. I think we did have you disconnect and reconnect and it fixed it that time. So I think this is our quick fix solution going forward.
Well, I think that the key is that we're jinxed in the sense that we know that whenever we're live, something is 100% going to go wrong. And whenever we're live, we will absolutely 100% blame Matt DeSantis for whatever happens, whether he's here or not. So.
I like that idea.
I don't like that rule. I object.
That's basically the rule.
That's 2-1 and 2-1 overruled.
Alexis McAdams is like 10 feet away from me. She's going to interview Trump. He's only interviewing the ladies today. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have like shown up and worn a wig or something. Maybe tricked him.
Okay. Well,
I'm just throwing out ideas.
Well, Caroline Levitt just texted me and said, we just left, but would love to get him on soon. So I'll say would love that safe trip. Anyway, there you go. Maybe we'll get the president back on. All right.
That'd be great.
Of the United States of America. So they just left. They left. I should have texted her earlier. I didn't think about it till just now. She wrote me right back. White House press secretary. Look at that. Pretty cool, right?
That was nice of her.
Yeah. 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 All right. I'm bored. Let's go home.
You only have 90 minutes to go.
Just kidding.
You're almost there.
How was your interview with the president? Was it good? How was your interview? Good? It was good? All right. Awesome. Great. It's fun when people get called out. What's that? What? Wait, can you come and can you jump on the show? Wait, hang on a second. You can ask Fox. We're one of your affiliates. 1210 WPHD. Rich Zeoli. Tell Mom Jimmy Fallon's buddy. They'll know. Okay, tell him real quick. See if he can come on. We'd love to get you. Find out about her interview went with the president, because that was pretty cool. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back. We're live from the Pennsylvania Innovation and Energy Summit in Pittsburgh. Senator Dave McCormick, of course, hosting the president here today. And it's been a great day. So, yeah, I appreciate you being here. Let me tell you about Dr. Mike Veneria, my dentist, my friend. He's the guy. Look, you got to reach out to him today. What are you waiting for? It's time for you to get that smile you deserve, and Dr. Mike is going to give you the smile of your dreams. All right. Just go to VeneriaDental.com, VanariaDental.com. VeneriaDental.com. Listen, Mama's really discovered him, and you know you got to be careful, baby. So make sure that you reach out to Dr. Mike and get that beautiful smile. Get a free implant consultation. And also, why not think about getting just your overall dental health checkup, because it's important. It matters. Your smile's everything. But let me tell you something else. It's your mouth health, too, which connects to your gut health, your overall health. All these things matter very, very much. So do that today by going to VanariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, VanariaDental.com. He's my dentist. He's my friend. He's the master of dental implants, and there's simply no one better. You know why? Because it's about care. It's not about cost, all right? It's about care, and that's why you want to go see him. Plus, in addition to that, he's got great music playing in the office, great people who work there. All of these things matter, all right? It all matters. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Yeah, baby. We're back live in Pittsburgh at the Energy and Innovation Summit. And according to Colin Rugg, some breaking news coming out again on the issue that just won't die. Jeffrey Epstein. According to a new report, the Jeffrey Epstein prison video that was recently released by the DOJ had almost 3 minutes cut out, not just 1 minute, originally reported according to Wired. The outlet says the raw video was stitched together in Adobe Premiere Pro from two files. Further analysis shows that one of the source clips was approximately 2 minutes and 53 seconds longer than the segment included in the final video, indicating that footage appears to have been trimmed before release. Whoa. According to Wired, the file was actually edited and saved several times over a period of more than 3.5 hours on May 23rd, 2025. Both analysis found that the two clips labeled 2025-522-1635-21.mp4 is a file, an audio file, like an MP3. MP4 is usually for video, were stitched together. The first clip is 4 hours, 19 minutes, and 16 seconds long, but only the first 4 hours, 16 minutes, and 23.368 seconds appear in the published version, meaning nearly 2 minutes and 53 seconds were cut from the end, according to the metadata, and that cut occurs just at 11:58:58 p.m. So that leaves a gap of about 3 minutes. And again, Pam Bondi had said there was only a minute missing. So now that breaking news is that there were 3 minutes missing. Look, I'm telling you, this issue is not going away. I'm telling you, it's not going away. And there's just going to be a lot of people in the base who are angry and a lot of people in the base who are going to want some answers. But today was a good day. Today was a good day for Pennsylvania, a good day for we got victory in the Supreme Court. And we're getting very close to, I think, ending this war with Russia and Ukraine. I really do. Some really positive news on that. Really positive news. But Linda McMahon, the education secretary, talked about the Supreme Court ruling. So basically, what you got to realize is that we have been fighting right now, and this is insane, the ability to fire people in the executive branch of government. Think about it. To fire people in the executive branch of government. Like, the president wants to get rid of the Department of Education. The president wants to get rid of the Department of Education. He ran on this. He is now putting this in place. And a judge tried to stop him from firing people. And the Supreme Court has now cleared the way for the president to shrink the Department of Education. That is the Big Story of the Hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. The order from the court's conservative majority will allow the agency to proceed with mass layoffs. Good. And they're going to begin those mass layoffs starting right now. The order clears the way for Education Secretary Linda McMahon to weaken the department from within. Excellent. She has been leading the agency's final mission while acknowledging that eliminating it altogether would require the approval of Congress, something that political observers say is unlikely. I disagree. The Republicans should do it. They're not going to get any resistance. They would be very wise to do it. The unsigned order from the court's 6-justice conservative majority didn't elaborate on the reasoning, but nevertheless, they can go forward. Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote in a dissent that this hands the executive the power to repeal statutes by firing all those necessary to carry them out. But Linda McMahon is celebrating this as a win. We have the audio of her. This is cut number 8, the Secretary of Education, whose job it is to get herself out of a job. It's okay. She doesn't need the money. Don't worry about it. Cut number 8.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me. Indeed, I was very pleased with the ruling from the Supreme Court, because what we did when we first came in was to take a look at the department, to take a look at what could have been, just too heavy in personnel. We weren't just trying to make radical cuts just to shrink the size of the department. We viewed it with exactly the right eye, as I think an executive coming into a company, to see what functions are needed, how many people we needed to do that, etc. So we're very careful in planning how those cuts were made. And I was very pleased that the Supreme Court did give us the ability to continue to do that and to operate the agency efficiently, and to get all the work done that we needed to get done to meet all of our statutory requirements. And that's exactly what we're doing. And we were proving that we could do it at the time when we got the order that we couldn't proceed. So we're very happy to now be able to do that work and to do it well.
You see that? And to do it well. Good. Excellent. Fantastic. The LoveGov. Andrew Cuomo is back. For those who don't find the show funny, he gives me good material. Look, I can only work with the material I have. All right. I'm not a comedian. I'm not Jimmy Fallon. Although I will be back on his show on Saturday, July 6th, shameless plug. And I will be back on America's Newsroom Monday morning again. But nevertheless, just saying, not shameless plugs. I'm just giving shameless plugs. All right. Sorry. It's the time of the show when I have to do that. But anyway, but I'm not Jimmy Fallon. I'm not a comedian, but I like to make people laugh if I can. But I need good source material. 26th, Saturday the 26th. So if I have good source material, then I can work with it. If he runs, if the LoveGov runs, if he becomes mayor, think of the endless amount of content that will give us. His long, rambling lectures. That's what we need. But I don't know. I think he can beat Mandami if Eric Adams drops out and if everybody circles their wagons around him, because this Mandami guy, I mean, he's dangerous. He's got a whole thing about defunding the police. He's all in on defunding the police. He's a whack job, a whack job. But now if Mandami wins, then that gives fodder, because then there's more Bernie Sanders potentially. Although if Cuomo's running, I think you're going to get more Bernie Sanders, which then could give you Megaphone Bernie, which I know you like. I'm trying to please you. The news cycle has not been exactly, it's tough to make Jeffrey Epstein jokes. I'm just saying. It's tough to make jokes about, you know, so you gotta go with what you go with. You gotta work with what you have. So, but here's Cuomo pledging to fight on in the mayor's race. Still the greatest Chiron in the history of television is Andrew Cuomo. I'm not perverted. I'm Italian, which by the way is a sign we have in our house. My grandfather gave it to me after he came here from Italy. Cut number 30.
Hello, I'm Andrew Cuomo.
And oh, really?
If you've been living under a rock, you probably know that the Democratic primary did not go the way I had hoped. To the 440,000 New Yorkers who voted for me, a sincere thank you. Thank you for believing in me, in my agenda, and in my experience. And I am truly sorry that I let you down. But as my grandfather used to say, when you get knocked down, learn the lesson and pick yourself back up and get in the game. And that is what I'm going to do. The fight to save our city isn't over. Only 13% of New Yorkers voted in the June primary. The general election is in November, and I am in it to win it. My opponent, Mr. Mandani, offers slick slogans, but no real solutions. We need a city with lower rent, safer streets, where buying your first home is once again possible, where childcare won't bankrupt you. That's the New York City we know. That's the one that is still possible. You haven't given up on it, and you deserve a mayor with the experience and ideas to make it happen again, and the guts to take on anyone who stands in the way. Every day I'm going to be hitting the streets, meeting you where you are, to hear the good and the bad, problems and solutions. Because for the next few months, it's my responsibility to earn your vote.
He's here right now.
Let's do this. I'll see you out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
There you go. He'll see you out there, the Love Gov, Andrew Cuomo. He'll see you out there. And I personally would like to see him on the trail, no doubt about it. But we have a guest right now joining me live here in Pittsburgh. I want to welcome Thar Casey. Great name, by the way.
Thank you.
I mean, I almost said Thor, but Thar is even cooler. Is that your cousin? Yeah, you have the hammer. CEO of Amber Semi, and thank you for being here today in Pittsburgh. Okay. So
I enjoyed it very much.
Excellent. Tell me about your company.
Amber Semi focuses on trying to bring efficiencies to the data center. Mm-hmm. So we're not bringing additional power, but we're bringing the efficiencies. So when you think about solar, you think about wind, nuclear, doesn't matter. Everything, it has to be converted to 480 volts AC level grid. And then you step it down all the way down to what? The GPU, CPU, AI chip. Mm-hmm. You lose a lot of power, especially inside the rack. Inside the rack, you lose a lot of power. It depends on the amount of power you need for your GPU, CPU. So we're focusing on end-to-end solution, all the way from the wall to the GPU, CPU. Our first solution is predominantly focusing on the efficiency on the motherboard. We will be able to cut as much as 40% of the losses on the motherboard. Overall, we could be bringing as much as 15 to 20% efficiency, added efficiency. Each 1% will represent over $450 million, $500 million in the United States alone.
Wow.
So it's a lot of money. Okay. But at the end of the day, while we're focusing on bringing additional power data centers and need it so, rightly so, we need to be on the cutting edge. We also need to focus on the efficiencies. And that's what Amber Semi is focusing on.
Where's your company based?
We're in Silicon Valley.
Okay.
We're a fabless semiconductor company. And
are you here to make an investment in Pennsylvania today?
We are not. Okay. We're actually here to make sure that we are on the radar of all of the administration, if you will, and President Senator McCormick's, to make sure they understand and hear efficiencies inside data centers is critical.
Because the president said we need twice the electricity we have now.
And that's because we're going to be building more data centers. Mm-hmm. And that's because the hungry AI chips going to require more power. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's going to be the case. Question in here is, if we keep building and we don't make our data centers efficient, well, we're wasting a lot of energy.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, imagine if you lose from end to end as much as 40 to 50% inside the data center of the power that just came in. That's a lot of loss.
Yeah.
Okay.
And somebody's paying for that loss.
Somebody's paying for it, but as long as they're making money at the same time, you can look the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But at the end of the day, let's see if we can make it more efficient, and let's take that money that is saved, give it back to the shareholders and build value from it, or build more data centers.
So Thar, as we're here today, and Thar Casey's with me, CEO of your company's
Amber Semi.
Amber Semi, which I think is a very, very cool name, and but so is Thar, of course. When you hear about all this that's happening, NVIDIA chips, for example, and, sure. And supersizing the power chips capability, this massive investment in Pennsylvania, nuclear, natural gas, all of that, the spotlight on this today, the President of the United States being here, what does that say for us?
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, if we blink, we're going to lose it. We lost a lot of industries over the years to Far East Asia, if you will, and we don't want to lose this. So if we do not make investments in our energy infrastructure, data centers, and AI, we will lose the race, and we don't want to lose that race. This race is for the future, for years and years to come.
How worried should we be about AI, like China, for example?
You're always going to have to worry. I mean, that is a race. But China is just right there behind us. It's always going to be behind us. And they want to get ahead of us. And it's going to be up to us as a nation to rally in this case, specifically now behind the president. It should not be bipartisan. It should be absolutely bipartisan in this case. You should not be even concerned about the politics aspect of it. The reality in here is if we lose a race for AI, we could potentially lose a race for AI for the next decades.
And how concerned should we be that AI is going to kill us?
I don't think I would be concerned about AI should kill us, because there are some organizations out there that are looking into how we can bring, in this case, the security, the element of that second hand that we don't know about up there and mm-hmm. bring awareness to it. But I got to tell you, though, the processor is getting faster, it's learning mm-hmm. faster, so we need to keep up with that side of it also.
Yeah, because I read that study that said that 96% of the time the AI would choose to like blackmail the engineer who wants to turn the, you know, pull the plug and turn it off, right?
That's an incident. And that's what we need to be careful with. Mm-hmm. So, sure. I mean,
and as you give it more power,
more intelligence is going to, in this case, think on its own. It's not negative as long as we can manage it. Okay. It's reality. It's here. We just have to stay ahead of it.
It's an incredibly exciting time. And I think as people are listening to this or thinking about the future, I hear jobs. In my mind, I hear jobs. I hear development. I think about my son, who's 10. I think about him getting into this world. But also people talk about AI getting rid of jobs.
I don't see it that way. On the contrary, I think it's going to create a lot more jobs in this case. But it's going to make it simpler in some areas, like, you know, attorneys. You're going to need to pay that $1,000 to get your documentations started to incorporate in this case. No, you know, AI can generate all of these documents for you very quickly.
Getting rid of lawyers is a good first start. I'm just kidding.
But, you know, there are some industries that they're going to be taking somewhat of a hit, but that does not mean they will not evolve in a different way. However, mm-hmm. we always evolved in a different way. But look at the Industrial Revolution, what happened, and look at all of this stuff. People thought, oh my God, we're going to lose jobs. Internet, okay? Yep. But it's not going to be the case. It's going to add more jobs, because we're going to find ways in this case that we will be part of that new AI mindset and thinking. And for your son, 10 years old, he's not facing the battle that we're facing, because he's going to be embedded in that life. All he knows in this case, AI, it's something that we have. What do you mean you didn't have AI 15 years
ago?
Yeah,
right.
You know, see it that way. I mean, for us, if I say to you, well, I didn't have internet in my childhood, and people look at us and like, wow, you didn't have internet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like how we look at our parents, they didn't have TV maybe. So
where the VCR was blinking, right? It was always blinking, right? Well, he's learning to code this week, actually. He's at a camp and he's learning to code.
Good for him.
And I said the same thing to him. And I said, I would love for you to learn how to do this and kind of future proof yourself.
Absolutely. You know? 10 years old learning to code. Honestly, I've heard of youngsters doing it. It's brilliant.
You think so?
Absolutely.
And I also said to him, I said, you know, Patrick, you love playing video games. I said, this will teach you how to create video games.
That's very right.
Yeah.
100%. make sure that he continues being a kid and play sports.
Yeah. Okay?
This is all nice and good, and he's going to face it. He's going to deal with it. He's going to do it. But let him be a child at the same time. Let him be a kid. And that balance is very healthy.
Look at that, a CEO and a coach. I like it. A life coach. It's good. I appreciate that.
I'm a kid, so.
Yeah. Well, Farah, thank you very much. Thanks for stopping by today. Thanks for joining us. CEO of AmberSci, AmberSci.com, making data more efficient. This was a really nice chat. Thank you so much. Pleasure. Great to meet you today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
As we continue along here in Pittsburgh at the Energy and Innovation Summit, some great minds here, brilliant, brilliant people, highly successful. And it's been a great day. I've learned a lot and got to talk to some really fascinating people. Chatted with Senator McCormick earlier today in the hallway. He was and I'm proud of him. I really am. I mean, this is a day that 1,000 people here, the president of the United States, a bunch of cabinet officials, and very, very great for Pennsylvania. Truly remarkable. So something everybody should be proud of. And I think that it really drives home the importance of having energy and making sure that we have what we need. This is Blackstone Group President and Chief Operating Officer Jonathan Gray announcing a $25 billion investment in these Pennsylvania data centers, like these data centers we just talked about. Here's cut number two. Take a listen.
Today, what we're talking about is an announcement, as you noted, $25 billion focused in two areas. One, building data centers in Northeast Pennsylvania. We'll talk about it a little later in the formal announcement, but we've identified several sites that we've secured to build large data centers, which we think is critically important. And then also, and Tag, the co-CEO of QTS, is here. We're also going to make an announcement with a utility here in the state to build a large number of potential generation plants, natural gas. And so what we're thinking about and what makes us so excited about this area is the idea that you can co-locate the data centers directly next to the source of power. And that's really the special sauce here, is being able to put these things together, because building transmission lines, building pipelines, that's really difficult. So if we can do the two in one place, and that's the advantage here. The other advantage, I'd say, of this state, obviously the intellectual capital, Carnegie Mellon University, the University of Pennsylvania, where I
all
went.
Of it is just, and that's say, a 25, really, thank you, Justin. That's a $25 billion investment in Pennsylvania, all adding up to the $92 billion that was announced today. All right, more to come. Listen, you got to make your reservation at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I want you to do this today. What are you waiting for? July, midweek stays, you get those resort credits, the resort credits that you can use, Hemingway's Restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, the cabana, gift shop. And what I love about the Grand Hotel of Cape May is that, you know, with all this crazy rain and weather we've had lately, well, you have an indoor pool and an outdoor pool, two giant pools, both heated, beautiful indoor saltwater pools. So if the weather's bad, you have something to do with the kids. So they're not just sitting and playing their devices all day like they would be at a shore house. Plus, it's right on the ocean front, and the Grand Hotel staff is super accommodating. Just reach out to them today and make your reservation by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And don't forget, we're going to be live there for our next live show August 15th, so mark your calendar for that. And in addition, if you want to have an event, beachfront weddings, beautiful events, family reunions, bachelorette parties, corporate events, just call my friend Caitlin. She was named 2025's South Jersey Face of Weddings. She will help make your dreams come true. All at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out
with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.